Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnalka Tóth with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Ruling party Fidesz wants to officially declare damaging the border fence a felony. Antal Rogán, head of the party's parliamentary group, wrote in a statement that those who damage the temporary fence, Hungarian state property, have to be penalized. The party plans to hand in the change in September, which would mean that vandals could even receive a prison sentence for their deeds. More than 1,600 illegal border crossers were caught by authorities on Thursday countrywide. The largest group was held up in the outskirts of Morhalom. One of the border crossers was accused of public document forgery and three others of human smuggling. A human smuggler was also caught in Komárom-Esztergom County. A Romanian man of 25 years was pulled over for a routine check on the M1 highway, and police found that he was trying to smuggle 8 Syrian citizens to Austria illegally in his car. The driver was taken into custody. The newly expanded Bosch Innovation Center was opened in Budapest. Thanks to the 100 million euro investment, 1,300 engineers work in research and development at the German company. Analysts say that expansions such as these can cause further growth in the industry. It's increased by 11% this June compared to last year's data.
Hungarian engineers at Bosch are troubleshooting in vehicles' electrical engineering control units. It's the only way they can guarantee a long life for these units. The innovation center that's currently in the company's second largest research and innovation center in Europe was just finished. 2 years ago today, Bosch finished construction of one of its new central buildings, and today it's finished its second. The whole investment cost 32 billion forints, more than 100 million euros. The German company currently employs 10,500 people, and 1,300 of them are engineers, whose only job is to work on research and development. The State Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade emphasized at the inauguration ceremony that Bosch saw in Hungary what not many others have seen yet, that it's more profitable to invest here than in China or India. It's true that labor is cheaper in China and India, but the kind of creativity, the attitude towards work and similar frame of mind means a lot. Who could understand it better than Germany, said the State Secretary. The State Secretary said that Bosch combines Hungarian creativity with German reliability. The German company spent 24 million. The German company spent 24 billion forints, more than 70 million euros in Hungary, on research and development in the last year, 26% more than in the previous year. Oliver Schatz, the head of the Budapest Innovation Center, said that this shows that Hungary is regarded as not only a production partner, but also as an important innovation center.
Das war ganz einfach.
The decision was simple enough, since we analyzed where the most well-taught engineers are and where there is the best training. And luckily we didn't even have to go too far from Germany, said Mr. Schatz. Innovation centers similar to that of Bosch have greatly contributed to industrial growth in Hungary, especially seeing as products developed by Hungarian engineers are also often fabricated in Hungary, further increasing production in the branch, which has increased by 11% in June compared to last year's same month, according to the Central Statistical Office. The industry's performance has been continuously increasing in the past 22 months without fail. The State Secretary for Economic Regulation of the Economy Ministry told M1 that mainly the automotive industry and exports have helped it flourish. The main cause of the increase in industrial production is a surge in foreign automotive production orders. It seems that Europe is once again on a growth track and there is a small economic growth. Consumers are more calm and purchase goods more calmly. And products fabricated in Hungary are doing well on the foreign market, said the expert. An analyst told M1 that it's important that the industry expand continuously. The industry's performance can create more jobs in Hungary. The increase in the number of workers in the industry surpassed 20,000 last year, for example, said the analyst. The analyst added that this year the industry may increase by 7 or 8%, which could mean that the economic growth could stay about 3% for 2015.
Though the group of teachers working in Moldavian Changul villages has recently solidified, there are still regular changes in the staff, meaning that they're looking for new teachers for the upcoming semester. The Romanian-Hungarian Teachers Association has announced 9 vacancies this year in the Moldavian-Hungarian Changu Education Program, and several people have already applied. Still, more teachers are needed, seeing as there are still some villages left without educators.
Against all bans in the 90s, several Moldavian Changu villages requested the reintroduction of Hungarian education. The local authorities did everything in their power to prevent it. The Changu Hungarians of Moldavia Association took on the task and launched activities for children outside of school. Despite constant attacks, they've been educating Changu Hungarian children based on a well-thought-on program for 15 years now. Their biggest challenge is their shortage of trained teachers. Those who undertake the task, despite the difficulties, often give up soon because of the circumstances there. Most of the educators arrive from the secular land, and few of them stay in Moldavia after the trial period is over. What brought me here is that we received respect from the villagers here that we probably wouldn't have gotten in secular land. The village has taken us in as if we were born here, and we receive so many things that we wouldn't get anywhere else. For example, traditional food, dances and songs, said one of the teachers. Being a teacher in Moldavia isn't the same as teaching back in the motherland. Those who decide to work here have to know about the environment and conditions there, and it's also a plus if they speak Romanian, at least on a basic level. Since the beginning, we lived in an apartment that didn't even have flowing water and central heating. We had to buy our own food because we arrived in the winter. You learn to appreciate the easy life back home. What keeps you here is the love of locals, adults and children alike, said another teacher. 2007 children are currently being taught the Hungarian language in 29 Moldavian villages. The mother tongue education is a part of the public education in 19 of those villages, and in the rest, children learn to read and write in Hungarian in the afternoon hours after school.
The Hungarian musician Leslie Mandoki is coming to Hungary to put on a huge show with world-famous performers for the second time on August 21st. The concert will take place at the Castle Garden in Budapest, and the performer, along with his friends, will try to bring back the best moments of rock history during the 4-hour concert.
Leslie Mandoki first entered the world of pop music with his band Genghis Khan at the end of the 70s with their soon-to-be-hit song about the Mongolian war. The Hungarian musician who lives in Germany only performed abroad for years. However, 2 years ago, after 37 years, he gave a sub-concert at the Palace of Arts with his legendary band and a formation called Mandoki Soulmates. Several world-famous artists attended the concert. And there were plenty of well-known songs played as well, for example the famous song Blinded by the Light. This year, Leslie Mandoki and his world-famous friends are returning to Hungary to perform once again, this time to celebrate the German-Hungarian Friendship Year. The musician said that with the 4-hour concert, he'd like to call the Western world's attention to Hungary and what Hungarians did decades ago for Germans. This concert will be for legendary friendship, for the heart and soul of German-Hungarian friendship. The artist's job is to put emphasis on the connections of the soul, Hungarian and German, art and soul. That's what we want to do, said the artist. Not only foreign performance, but also Hungarian bands and artists will put on a show at the concert, amongst others Charlie, Somló Tamás, and the former band Sirius's keyboardist László Pataki will also perform. National artist Lajos Szakcsi, the Hungarian pianist, is also preparing a gypsy jazz piece for the event. There will be, of course, an electric keyboard, and so he asked me to play a gypsy tune and some gypsy jazz, and I told him that I would be glad to do so, but I said that it will be more difficult to play alone. Please accompany me on the drums. Let's play a duo, said the artist. The Grand Mandoki Soulmates concert will be on the 21st of August at the Budapest Castle Garden.
And that was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. My colleague Arpad will be waiting. Thanks for watching and good night.